Thank you very much indeed, Julie, for the reading. I'm not really as grumpy about Bible versions as you make me sound. Well, I am actually. NIV, I like for public reading, and others as well. A few years ago, certainly in the UK, there was an advertising campaign by Coca-Cola, and the punchline of the Coca-Cola advert was "the real thing." Did you ever have it over this part of the world? I thought it was probably a global campaign suggesting that all other things were pale imitations. By the way, I'm old enough to think that a pale imitation is actually a plastic bucket, but you'll have to unpack that a little bit, because when I grew up, anything in plastic was the imitation, the metal things were the real ones. But anyway, you can work on that one. You probably wonder what I'm talking about, but don't worry, it's quite common. John the Baptist is the focus of much of what happens here, but he's not, as I said earlier, the real focus of the real thing that God is on about. In fact, John the Baptist represents the old thing. Jesus himself says about John the Baptist, in effect, didn't use these words, but this is what he was saying: John the Baptist is the best the Old Testament has to offer. He couldn't talk about the Old Testament, it wouldn't have made any sense to people. In effect, he was saying, John the Baptist is the best that the Old Testament has to offer. He who is least in the kingdom of God, under the new regime, is greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist was an amazing character.